run over by a reindeer.
From out of nowhere, well, actually from out of Windsor, this silly holiday ditty has become a Christmas favorite. Originally released as a vinyl 45 by Elmo and Patsy Shropshire on their independent Elmo and Patsy label back in 1979, it gradually became a huge holiday hit. No one was more surprised by that success than Elmo himself, and even he never believed it would last.
In fact, every year, for the first 10 to 15 years, I didn't trust that it was going to be popular the next year. In the first three or four years, it wasn't that popular. A lot of people would play it, a lot of people requested it. A lot of people would say, we don't want to hear it, and the radio would ban it right away. So I had no idea that it was going to keep going.
Before holiday recording glory came his way, Elmo Shropshire was a country veterinarian, although he enjoyed playing music with his wife on the weekends. She would sing the serious songs, while he liked more humorous material. And that preference led to a fateful encounter one night.
This fella came up to me after a show, and he said, I have a song that my band doesn't want me to sing, and I think it would be perfect for you. And his name was Randy Brooks, and then he went back to the dressing room and he sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And I thought, this is great. It's just as warm and sweet as White Christmas, except for the fact that Grandma gets throttled.
That heartwarming holiday sentiment stands in stark contrast to most traditional Christmas music, but Dr. Elmo figures that the time was ripe for something different.
For years, even when I was young, most of the Christmas music was very somber. Classics and, you know, old-time music. And I think a lot of people just wanted something new, and they wanted to lighten up and party and have fun at Christmas, and it was just a different side of something that used to be very somber.
And Grandma just keeps going, finding new outlets each holiday season.
There are these reindeer toys that sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. They sold 1.5 million of them.
Patsy split about 20 years ago, but Elmo has carried on, performing and promoting his big song every winter. And finally, just a few years back, he gave up his veterinary practice.
I was a veterinarian for so many years that I didn't mind not doing it again. But I think anyone who has a chance to give up their day job to get into the entertainment business would jump at it.
Who needs sick dogs and distempered cats when you've got a new recording contract?
Hard to believe at 68. Usually you can't get a record deal if you're over 18. But I'm doing a new Halloween album, and I have two new albums out. This year, they're Christmas albums.
For all the fame and glory he's won through his musical association with reindeer, Dr. Elmo says he's never had much actual content.
Very.
Ode to one of America's most notorious prison inmates, entitled Christmas Without Martha.
My carrot custard choir boy lies curdled in his crock. My house of gingerbread is falling like your stock. Christmas isn't Christmas without Martha.
It's a good thing Grandma lives on. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.